The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, like, this is like a, what's the word I'm looking for?
What's that?
People travel the world to see this up close and personal, right? Yeah. Go to specific spots that used to be known for this.
A phenomenon?
Yeah, no, that's a word. Phenomenon. Thank
phenomenon.
You. Thank you. Phenomena. But now all of a sudden, Rochester is a hotspot for this.
Really?
And this was really cool. It's been really cool. Until you read this story last night, the headline specifically, this isn't like dangerous.
Oh, it is?
I don't know.
Possibly?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. I'm going to read you a headline from News 8 yesterday.
What did they say?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, Rochester scheduled for severe northern lights on Thursday.
They're severe?
Severe northern lights.
I don't even know what the northern lights, like, what are they actually? Like, what makes them happen?
So I know they're caused by solar flares, which okay, also like a, sounds like a, alarming.
Like a sunstorm.
Yes, I guess. I don't know if that's the same.
No, it's a sandstorm. I'm sorry.
All right. All right, so like something happens on the sun and it creates this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Are you sure? Because no. Are you being Tommy right now?
No, because I...
Solar flare.
No, they said like the solar flare is what initially kicks things off, I guess.
Because I thought sometimes that stuff can like screw up like electronics, like TV signals and stuff like that when it happens too close. It'll happen.
Okay, bro, I went to summer school for science. 6 out of 7 years from sixth grade.
They never did solar flares?
I don't. I was in summer school. I was on an epic science summer school run, man. You gonna ask me about solar flares?
But
I couldn't pass earth science. I walk on the earth.
Wait, you didn't do earth flare?
I did not do earth flare. What you're wearing looks like earth flare. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
But nothing's ever happened, right, with the Northern Lights.
I don't know.
And they
answer.
Like encourage you to get out there and look at them. So I'm assuming they're not dangerous. But it's just the way they describe it. Like they use words like severe. It'll be upgraded to a G5 storm. Like it sounds like something you should not be outside for.
Maybe you shouldn't look at it.
But it's this beautiful thing in the sky.
Well, I think the word severe is what was so alarming. Let's talk about the word severe.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the word severe used in a not scary way?
It's always a negative.
Like, yeah.
I never heard a positive severe.
You've never gotten a severe amount of pizza.
No.
Right? I've never been severely turned on by somebody.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't say, oh, how's your wreck? Oh, severe.
Well, actually, some of those wrecks can hurt, buddy.
Well, the sharp ones, yeah.
But yeah, man, like, just using that word, I was like, oh.
It's always bad.
And like, look, it's our ignorance here, right? Because I don't know what the northern lights are. I don't know what they can do to us.
I know they're green for some reason. Even though they're affected by the sun.
Green and purple. Isn't there purple
in
there?
Yeah, but the sun's
like red.
You
only see them at night.
Also, why all of a sudden are we getting these northern light shows?
Yeah, more often.
But they said like it could be like this for like the next year or two, which, I don't know.
Is that
I don't
okay?
Know.
Is that an okay thing?
They don't.
Do they move?
Again, like they don't tell you to like change your life in any way for these things. So I guess it's just a thing that
I wonder if they affect your mood. Oh. Like certain things that can affect people's mood, like the moon, the tides.
You are literally an inch away from being horoscope guy. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying they are, people will tell you because
of
the...
being a Pisces, I would understand why
the
you think
gravitational pull can affect people's moods, women's periods, the tides. What?
You think that solar flares are having an effect on women's periods?
You don't think so?
I don't know, man.
The period... it's connected to women's mood.
This
correct?
Sounds like this sounds like something like well, a low-end elected official in North Carolina would be writing on Twitter right now.
I'm telling you, man. I bet you there's more to it than you realize.
252 WCMS.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been affected by the weather.
Well, you are. I mean, look, the moon does affect the.
Yeah, you hate the winter. You get.
That doesn't have to do with my cycle. That's just I like the sun.
You get super periods during the winter, don't you?
I wonder if they ever studied that.
No.
What are you studying?
I don't know.
Women's periods.
I've done a lifelong study. It doesn't.
All right.
What would you think the winter would do to women's?
I don't know. Maybe
it could,
maybe
it could
less,
definitely
maybe
affect
more.
Your mood.
Maybe less, maybe more. You mean like the amount that comes out?
Yeah, like maybe in the summertime, you know, because your blood's different and the weather's different.
Your blood's not different.
It's the same blood. It's all the same.
No, but you're not chilly. It's warm blood.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think they haven't studied it.
He's not kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
There's something there, bro. I'm telling you.
What are you basing that on?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, me getting yelled at.
But that's like all year. That's not a winter thing.
Oh, is that?
You getting yelled at or periods? What are we talking about?
I always thought they were connected.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the Northern Lights. You get to watch them tonight. It looks like it could be a hell of a show if you're interested. But the way that News 8 worded the story, severe.
And they even show the map with like the red stretch. Like like the way they show the hurricane, right? Like the red part is the part you should stay out of. Look, well, apparently the whole top half of the country is in red right now.
And I'm going to read you there's a chart from like 0 to G5. Of like what they call the Northern Lights, right? So you have unsettled is the lowest, active, minor, moderate, strong, severe, extreme. That all sounds really scary.
Wait. There's one past it.
Severe, and that becomes extreme. Extreme Northern Lights, which I think was a skateboard I bought in 1992. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, we are dumb. We admit we are ignorant.
Right?
It's just alarming that word is being used. Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're smarter than us. What's up, man?
All right, here's how it works. So the Earth is a giant magnet. It has a North Pole and a South Pole. The sun puts out these giant flares, and with them comes high-energy charged particles, positive and negative. They hit the Earth, and they're attracted to the opposite pole. When they come down the magnetic field lines, they hit molecules in the atmosphere, excite them, they emit light, and that's what the Northern Lights are.
There you go.
Are the Sabres playing tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you would get excited when he told you about being attracted to opposite poles, because that sounds like your Saturday night.
Severe poles. Watch out. You lays on the loose.
All right, Jeremy, in the quickest, non-nerdiest way possible, why are all of a sudden we getting more Northern Lights shows than we did like when we were younger?
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing that as a kid.
The sun has a cycle, a sunspot cycle.
Ah, see,
11,
the cycle.
And... Settle
Earth
down, Mule. I know you want to try and link the two, but
it's
they're
an
not
Earth
linked.
Period.
11 and 22 years on average. Oh. And usually when those happen, the rate of solar flares goes up and down. And we get them, they're easily viewed here because we have a clear northern horizon. The lake, right? There's nothing obscuring.
By the way, that sounds like a really crappy dad cover band at like California Brewhouse this weekend.
What is that?
This weekend, clear northern horizon.
Yeah, come see the severe cover band. Yeah, so that's basically it. The Earth's a giant magnet. The sun kicks out a ton of stuff all the time, and opposites attract, and that's what happens.
All right, thank you, Paula Abdul. So I got nothing to worry about.
You do not have to be worried about anything. Well, you yourself don't need to, but sometimes these high-energy particles hit satellites and communication towers, and they knock them out sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, overall, that's what I said. And you said I didn't know nothing.
No, you said periods, and
I said
I was ignorant to it. I was
weird tangent.
There was a little conversation that Muley had with you, and it went something like this. What are you talking about? I don't know. But there's something there. Maybe. Probably not.
Possibly so.
And you can't figure out why there's no scientific study on that.
Right.
Jeremy.
My son, Dix.
Thanks, buddy.
It's pretty much a break room in a nutshell.
All right, well, okay.
Maybe this is happening. I don't know. Look it up, Kimmy.
Well, look.
All right, so this.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I would rather listen. listen to a show that can admit they don't know than a show that's going to be like, well, let me tell you about how
let me tell you about periods.
Well, yeah, God comes down and touches the earth and women's vaginas start bleeding. Like, no! This is a safer way to be.
Okay.
For America. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Any no more theories about summer periods, which is one of the worst Air Supply songs of all time? Summer periods makes me feel fine. Please.
Who did that tone?
Was it Air Supply?
No, I think it was Seals and Crofts.
Yes, you're right. Mm. Well, I mean, isn't that the same
thing? What happened to those guys?
One of them's working at SeaWorld.
No kidding.
Yeah. Croft, weird enough.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.